Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's June 9, 2014, and this is episode 425. I'm often asked how I package fine art prints for shipping to customers, so I've prepared a short video showing the process, and we're going to expand a little bit on that video today in this podcast. I'm also going to be giving away the print that you'll see in the video, so look out for details at the end of the episode on how you might be able to win that. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MBP. Whether you sell your own prints or simply want to send something to a friend or relative, every so often we have to put one of our prized photographs into the postal system. Having shipped hundreds of prints to all corners of the globe, I've come up with a pretty good system for rolling and packaging my fine art prints, which I'm going to share with you today. The video that is embedded at the end of the podcast, the blog post, pretty much says it all. You can go over there right now and check that out. That's at mbp.ac/425. But we're going to go through and actually walk you through more detail to ensure that everything's clear. Here to start with is a photograph of the tubes that I use. I buy these from a shop in Tokyo called Sekaido, which of course is not going to be of much use to the majority of you that don't live in Japan. The thing to note when you try to source a shipping tube, though, is to ensure that they're sturdy enough not to be crushed in transit. I had a few issues when I first started shipping prints, but since finding these particular tubes, I've not had an issue. The tubes I use are 70mm in diameter, and they need to be pretty wide so that you don't have to roll the print too tightly. This is highly recommended if you are using heavy fine art paper that can kink if you roll it too tight. You try to get it too narrow. So, you know, you really need the smallest that you want to go on the tube is probably 2 inches in diameter, like the ones that I see on Amazon. But ideally, a little wider is better. 70 millimeters is 2¾ of an inch. The short tube that you'll see in this, in the video, is the shortest one of the three in the photograph that we're looking at. That's 505 millimeters. The medium one is 655 millimeters, and the tall tube is 1020 millimeters. That makes them 19.88, 25.78, and 40.15 inches, respectively. The plastic caps on each end of the tube actually extend into the tube by about 10 millimeters, which is about just over 3/4 of an inch in total. So the short tube is perfect for a 13 by 19 inch print. The medium tube is good for 24 inch wide prints, and the longest tube is good for longer prints of up to 39 inches. I can't actually print wider than 24 inches with my printer, but sometimes I like to roll the print lengthways, as this is better for really wide prints because you don't want to be rolling them too tight. I always wear cotton gloves when handling prints to stop any oil in my hands from getting on to the surface of the print or into the paper, and it generally helps to prevent me from marking them. It's also important to note, though, that if you brush the face of a matte print, you can easily mark it, even with gloves on. So you basically treat that as a no-touch area. Before I roll the print, I place a piece of facing paper over the printed area to protect it. For this, I actually use Canon coated paper that is available in 24-inch rolls for my printer, so it's large enough to use for any print size that I can create at home. For 13 by 19 inch prints, I actually just use A3 sheet paper, which is large enough to cover the printed area. I roll the print with the printed area facing upwards. This not only protects the printed area, it also rolls the paper the opposite way to its natural roll. So it essentially decurls the paper as, you know, after being given time to lay flat at the customer end, that is. If the print needs to be decurled again, I generally suggest that people roll the tube with, you know, using the facing paper and roll it the opposite way around the tube. These instructions are included in the certificate of authenticity that I also include with the print. And I also put in an archival quality certificate from Breathing Colour when I'm shipping prints that are made on archival material such as Pura Smooth, which is what you'll see in the video. I'd like to take a moment here to once again thank our sponsors for this episode, Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MBP. A listener recently contacted me just a few weeks ago about the fact that he was going to be signing up for Squarespace and creating his website. And I had an email from him just this morning with his, you know, there's still a bit of work to do, but he's basically put his website together in really just a very short time. It's impressive. It's very clean. The images look great. It's just so easy to get started with Squarespace and to continue to maintain the site. You can add in images instantly, just drag and drop them directly from your desktop onto your browser window. Many of the templates have beautiful full bleed image display, which is perfect for photographers and designers to showcase our work. With hundreds of customizable settings, including fonts, colors, sizes, every Squarespace website can be made to look unique with just a few clicks. Squarespace gallery blocks can be added anywhere on your site and offer hundreds of presentation variations, including slideshows, sliders, grid layouts, and more. Squarespace is constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with and all of the style options that you need to create a new website for you or your business. The new Squarespace Metric app for iPhone and iPad allows you to check site stats like page views, unique visitors, and social media follows. With the blog app, you can make text updates, tap and drag images to change layouts, and monitor comments on the go. It's incredibly easy to use, but if you want some help, Squarespace has an amazing support team that works 24/7 and basically just keep you going. They don't keep you waiting. It starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain if you sign up for a year. And every design automatically includes unique mobile experience that matches the overall style of your website. So your content will look great on every device, every time. So start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure that you use the offer code MBP for Martin Bailey Photography to get that 10% discount and to show your support for this podcast. We thank Squarespace for their support. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. Okay, so once I have the print rolled, I wrap a piece of paper around the print with the words, "Tear this paper away to unroll your print," printed on it. I actually print this along the entire page on A4 paper so that the customer doesn't have to turn and roll the print around to see what they need to do. I also print the MBP logo alternatively with the line of text, which is partly just marketing, but also to ensure that the paper catches the customer's eye. I actually apply two pieces of tape to this sheet of paper before I roll the print so that I can just feed it in, as you'll see in the video. Trying to roll this paper around the print and tape it without doing this can cause you to lose grip of the print and it starts to open up and sometimes needs to be re-rolled, and I like to avoid that. You have to roll the print smaller than the tube, of course, and if you're wondering why I even bother to apply that last piece of paper to the outside of the rolled print, it's to stop it from opening up inside the tube. If you simply roll and insert the print into the tube and then let it unroll to fill the tube, it becomes very difficult to get out. You essentially force the customer to pinch at the end of the print in the tube, possibly creasing the edges, and they then have to tug it out of the tube. With the paper stopping it from unrolling, the print can be easily slid out once the tube end caps have been removed. Some prints fit perfectly into the tubes, depending on the size, and some have a little bit of play. In the video, we packaged a 17 by 24 inch print, and that means that there's a little bit of play at the end of the print between the print and the tube caps. So I make these little bubble wrap bungs. I love the word bung for some reason. I make these little bubble wrap bungs, and I've got a photo here in the Enhanced podcast or on the website to show you. It's basically just strips of bubble wrap that I fold over and then roll around until they're big enough to fill the whole diameter of the tube. A bit of tape here and there stops this bung from coming undone, and then I just place one at either one end or both ends of the print in the tube. A few millimeters of play is fine, but if the print can travel far inside the tube, it'll be banging against the plastic caps and potentially damaging it, so I like to prevent this. So I tape the ends onto the tube, the end caps, and I apply a good amount of tape around one end and slightly less on the other end. And I usually now use really heavy-duty packing tape, so it's really strong, meaning that I can get away with less, and this means that it just makes it easier for the customer to cut the tape away a little so that they can remove the end cap to get to their print. I find that these little details, like folding the tape back to form a tab, just basically make it easier for the customer to get to their print, and it really all just helps to improve the overall user experience. It's like applying this sheet of paper to stop the print from unrolling in the tube. It's all very well just rolling and feeding the print into the tube, but you have to consider how easy it will be for the customer to get the print out. I like to try to think my processes through to the very end as much as I can, so that I create as best possible an experience for my customers. So that's pretty much it for the expanded walkthrough. Do go to the blog and check out the video at mbp.ac/425. But also, here's a few details about the giveaway that I mentioned. So when you go to the blog post, like I say, it's at mbp.ac/425. Scroll down to the bottom where it says enter our giveaway. I have set up a newsletter subscription list that you can subscribe to with the button that you'll find there. And in 2 weeks' time, on June 23, 2014, for the sake of people listening to this later on, I will randomly pick one person from the list and mail the entire list, everyone that signed up, to let you know that we have a winner. And by subscribing, and, you know, I have this text on the blog so that there's no ambiguity here, but by subscribing, you agree that I can use your name in the announcement that I send out to people. But, of course, your email will never be disclosed, and that goes for anyone that signs up, of course. I'll also then email the winner for a shipping address and get that print out to you as soon after the 23rd as possible. Once we have a winner, your email address will then be merged into the main MBP General Information newsletter list, so you will continue to receive the occasional newsletter from us after that date. We hope that you'll find the information that we send interesting and useful, but if you should decide to, you can unsubscribe at any time with the links that you'll find in every newsletter. Note too that I'm considering doing a regular, maybe monthly print giveaway moving forward, and you'll be able to enter each time. Your mail address will only be merged into the main list once though, so you won't receive multiple email copies of each email or anything like that. Okay, so let's wrap it up there for this week. I hope that you find this useful, and the video should really make things crystal clear as well. Thanks very much for listening today, and remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.